For $10,005, Bay Shore Plaza 2 LLC, east of Route 24, 1,600 feet south of Route 22. A variance from the maximum square footage of a sign and a variance for an additional wall sign.
Name and residence.
James Frazier, 2605 Brown Alder Court, Odington, Maryland, 21113.
Donald Welling, 34100 Woodland Circle, Anglerbath Bay, Lewis, Delaware.
Sir. Do you both swear upon the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Got some exhibits. Colored board here that...
I got.
That fell down.
There's an easel there if you want to put it up.
Okay. My name's Jamie Frazier, as I mentioned, and I represent Giant Foods as a consultant. This is the project proposed for Bay Shore Plaza. There's a letter in your packet that gives me proxy on behalf of Bay Shore Plaza LLC to represent Giant in this case. This is an application for a sign variance. It is my understanding that the code allows one sign of 100 square feet. Maybe that's not correct. I saw somebody shake their head. To be honest, we're not 100% certain that we need a variance in this case because we actually have a sign permit, which is also in your package. But we were advised by the landlord's civil engineer that we did need a variance, and he set up this variance hearing. So if you tell me that I don't need a variance, I'll take my stuff and go home. If we do need a variance, I'd be happy to finish my presentation. Generally, this is, we've got three signs proposed. There's the logo sign, which if you look on the front page of your exhibit, is 170, basically 170 square feet. Then there's the Quality Food People, which is right below it. That's roughly 30 square feet. And then Food and Pharmacy, which is roughly 22 square feet. Altogether, that's a total of 220 square feet. Again, I was advised that the ordinance allows us to do 100 square feet, and so that's what I believe I'm presenting. I was also advised that one of your considerations and concerns is the overall percentage of square footage, percentage of signage compared to the frontage square footage. So I did a calculation on your exhibit. As it turns out, we're asking for roughly 3%, 3.24% exactly of signage on the front of the store.
3. What?
24. And, you know, I guess the question that you would ask is the uniqueness of the situation and why this is required. If 100 square feet is all that's allowed, all of our signage would fit inside the G. As you can see, this is, or maybe you don't know, this is our prototype store, and all of the architecture blends together so that, you know, it's designed so that there is a sign band put here in the store. So this is our prototype. Giant firmly believes in a concept of branding with the actual image of the building, and so the sign fits very much in that branding. The actual storefront is 1,600 linear feet away from the road frontage, so a sign that's only 100 square feet would be very very small on the front of the store.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Borman?
No.
Mr. Epp? Mr. Mill? Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think because of the size of the store and as the applicant said, the distance from the roadway, it shows uniqueness as per the request and therefore necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I don't see where to alter the essential character of the neighborhood and a minimum to afford relief, so I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,005.
Okay, now I have a second to that motion.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,005. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion is carried. Your case is approved. Yes, sir.